chuff, chuff of the engine as the train picked up speed. Outside were rolling fields enclosed by dry stone walls, beside small clumps of woodland. Most of the group were looking out of the windows. There were sheep everywhere. "I bet you can't count them all," said Bruce to Carol. After a few minutes, the train decelerated and shuddered to a halt at a small station. Old carriages and decaying rolling stock littered the sidings along the track. Malcolm, Derek and Les stood up, and Bruce led them along the corridor. Val said, "We'll have a choice of soft drinks served with our lunch." No one else seemed to want to find the bar. In fact, the rest of the group were sitting in silence. Val wondered whether she should initiate some kind of community singing. But just then, the train began to move again, and a tall man in a uniform entered the carriage. "Tickets, please." Val handed over a sheaf of tickets. The man was looking at Carol's chair. "I'm not sure you can keep that there. Where else could it go?" said Val. "You're not putting it in the guard's van." "It might come to that," the man said. Malcolm, Les and Derek returned, carrying plastic pint glasses brimming with beer. Bruce followed behind. The ticket collector said, "I'll go and make inquiry."